What about Li'achra Pesach? Let's say she had enjoyment from her husband up until Pesach. And she was a good, she didn't go to the father, to her father. But after Pesach, then she went to her father's house. So she's over, Val'yachal, comes out now, she did an Avera L'mafreya. Because since she went to her father's house, good was after Pesach. But the t'nai was, if you go to your father's house by up until Sukkot, then it's also for you to have enjoyment up until Pesach. So she had enjoyment from her husband before Pesach. So far, so good. You gotta be careful now. Don't go to your father's house up until Sukkot. But if she went to her father's house before Sukkot, when she goes to her father's house, now the Mafreya, she's over by Yachad Varoid, she did an Avera, she was over the Yisra Neder. What about if the husband says, Shat Nenesli Adachag? The Yisra Neder is, you can't have enjoyment from me up until Sukkot. With a Tanai, Im Haleches At Lebesavich Adapesach. That if you go to your father's house from now Chanukah time until Pesach, then the Issa Neder will be Chal, that you can't have enjoyment from me until Sukkot. So, Hochol of Nea Pesach, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, she did it tonight, Asur Rabbanosi Adachag, then Pshita, the Neder is Chal, that she is also to have any enjoyment from her husband up until Sukkot. But Umateras Leilach Achra Pesach, but the whole tonight was, you can't go to your father's house up until Pesach. If she didn't go to her father's house up until Pesach, then she's free. Now after Pesach, if she wants to, she could go to her father's house. Because the Tanai was only, don't go to your father up until Pesach. But once Pesach came, then she's free. Now just again, the beginning of the Mishnah again, that said again, that Yibasa Peres Eilu Alai, that we say, the Mishnah said, it's also the Chilufeim Uvugudileim. So the Ran explains again at the beginning that since you're such a strong Lashon, Peres Eilu Alai, like these type of Peres or these fruits are also to you, you're meant to make the Mamish like Hegdish. And just like by Hegdish, the Lachar is the Chalipin of Hegdish, the exchange of Hegdish is also Asa, or else what grows out of Hegdish is also Asa. So that's what we hear when you say Peres Eilu Alai, you even mean to make it like Hegdish, that the Chalufin and the Gedulayim is Asa. But if somebody wouldn't say the word Elu, he would just say he wants to make himself Asa on Peres, then we would not say so strong that the Chalufin and the Gedulayim is Asa. That really would be the Shalom the Gemara before, if we said by every single Isuria no, the Chalufin and Gedulayim is also Asa or not. But over here, what's special about our Mishnah is that since you said Peres Elu Alai, here you're for sure meant to make it like Hekdesh. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun zayin on the base, the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said that oimel ishtoi, koinem maisa yodecho alai, if a husband makes an issa neder, that what his wife makes is also to him, he can't have enjoyment from what his wife makes, or else koinem hein malpi, what she makes should be also to my mouth, or else koinem hein lapi, directly they should be also to the mouth. So the Mishnah says all these things are awesome, and then the Mishnah talks about the Yisod of Gedulayim. What grows out of the Yisr Hano, some the Yisr Neder sometimes is awesome. So now the Gemara says that Yishmael Ish Kra Yoma. Yishmael was a person that lived near the Yam, near the ocean. It's like the Ran says, Shoyedar Bikfar used to live in a city, Shoyoimed Al Svas Hayom. That was by the seashore. The Yamrilon, some say, Ish Kra Dima. That's where the Rabbi Shmuel came from the Kfar Dima, that Hela Biyodu. So he asked a question like this in the Beis Medrash. It's a Lamosha, like he brought up in his hands. But it means he asked the question, what's going to be the Allah in such a case? But, so you have an onion, She Ikroi Bishrius. You uprooted it on Shrius. In other words, this was an onion that grew during Shrius, during Shemitah, that has Kedusha Shrius on it. Now, v'noto b'shminis, you kept it over, you didn't eat it over before this man abir, so the next year, l'chura poshet tzos v'achilo, and now you went ahead and you planted it. And v'rabo gidulov al ikroi, the onion now grew much bigger, that is much more of what grew new, that's called v'rabo, it became more, gidulov, what grew now, al ikroi, on what was there from before. So that's the question. Do we say in such a case, bitul b'roiv or not? This is what is questioned, what Rabbi Shmuel had. Gidulav heter v'yikrei also. Do we consider what grows now, the new onions that are growing out of this old onion, is called gidulav heter? what grew now on the eighth year is considered like eighth year's crop, that's mutter. The yikra yoser, it's only the original onion that you planted, the original size, that's what was asa. So if that's the svara, then I would say, kivon derabu gidulov, since they grew much more now, it grew much bigger, and the onion now is much, much bigger right now, is meikroi, is oisan gidulov, what grew, is heter. That if you say the svara is what grows out of the onion now, is considered heter, if so, malin es iser, then I would say there's a svara of bitter barayv. True, the original onion was asa. But now you planted the original onion, and what grew out of that onion, what grows now is heter. See, if that would be the svara, then in the case that you have more heter now than yad iser, we'll soon see what the shirim, how much we need, I would say it would be bitter barayv, it should be mutter. Oiloi, the other side is no. I don't say bitter barayv for such a svara like this. Rather, I say what grows out of the onion is a continuation of the first onion. Since the first onion was asa, it grew on shvis, so therefore I say what grows out of that first onion is still asa. So really the Ran explains, that's really the question over here. Again, you have this onion that grew b'yissa. The onion grew on Shemitah on the seventh year, so it has aloch, it has kedusha shvis on it, how you could eat it, when you could eat it. Now you took this onion and you put it in the ground and let it grow on the eighth year. So it grew much bigger. So the question is, what grows out of the onion right now? But this is like the Mishnah said before, this is a case of Ein Zara Kola. That the seed does not become like Kola, doesn't go away. Rather, the onion itself just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. So the question is, if it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, do we consider as if what grows now is like coming out of the onion, and it's all asa? Or else no, we consider what comes out of the onion right now to be heter. It's like new. Therefore, if it's considered heter, then we could say a svar of bitter barayv. Since you have more heter now than you have iser, it would be bitter barayv. So let's see it inside the Ran. The Ran says, V'rabu gidula balikri. So Ran says, Lav rabiyya b'lechut komer. It doesn't only mean that there's more now of what grew than what was there before. El Rabiyat means Shek Yitzba Bemidi Diyasim Yalma Hevedekzelavat Les Issa. Could be you need 100th, you need or 1/200, whatever you need to make a bit of barayv here by Shemitah. That's what you have here. It doesn't only mean that a little bit more grew. That wouldn't be enough. It means now the onion became like 100 times bigger than it was before. So therefore, if it would be new onions coming in here, so this one onion would be bitter barayv. But now the question is, the Ran says, miyo bigadulin, what grows out of this onion, misafkalei, I gadulei heta malin es iser eloi. For nearly the Ran says, dikas vekayu, what's the suffix here? I amrina, do we say, the gidulin, what grows out of this onion, kivon shenim shochim, it's just an extension. The yitzim and ikara comes out of the main onion. Shayna kola. The original onion does not disintegrate like. It doesn't go away. It just grows bigger and bigger. So if so, we have iluk yikar. Whatever grows out is considered like the original onion. And it's all iser. The yasira. Then you can't say bitter brave. There's no heta here. Whatever grew out of this onion is still asa. That's one side. Or else, you have iluk heta. No. The other side is what grows out of this onion now, the new growth is heter. Therefore, malan es iser. It would be bamvatol, it would take away the iser. Or bedinu, the Ran says, really, the hevel and lemi boi. The Gemara could ask the question directly. Gidulin atzmon. What's the loch of what grows? What becomes bigger about this onion? What's the loch of that? Shoriyo yasira. Like the extra leaves that come upon this onion, is the new leaves that grow up, is those leaves mutter, or are they yasa? Really, that's the shayla. Miyo hotal yibahal, the baha. The Ran says, one is telling the other one. If you're going to tell me now the new leaves that grow off this onion is considered heter, you're allowed to eat them, then there'll be a din bitter barayv. Now if you have 200 times new leaves growing off the old leaves is bitter barayv. But if you're going to tell me no, the other side is, that these new leaves that grow out, since it's only an extension of the original onion, it's still asa. So therefore there's no heter at all, the whole thing is asa. So the kitzur, that was Rabbi Shimon Shaila. When you take this onion, and the way an onion grows is it just becomes bigger and bigger, do we say it's just an extension? The original thing is becoming bigger, and it's all also? Or the other side is no. What grows out now is called heter, and therefore when you have the amount to make a bit of rive, it becomes bot of rive. So that was his question. So Gemara says, Osa l'kayim in the Rabami. They asked this question in front of Rabami, and l'heve biyodei, Rabami couldn't answer the question. He didn't have an answer. Osa l'kayim in the Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. They come in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, and they asked him, what's the halacha? If the gedulin, what grows out of the onion, is it an extension, or is it called something new? So, Poshet le min ado. Rabbi Yitzchak said he knows the halacha. He was pushing it from this halacha. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Terisoi, Rabbi Chanina Terisoi said that Omer Rabbi Yana said that the botzel shel truma. If you have an onion, that's truma. Like first you had a bunch of onions growing, and you took off truma, you were mafra for truma semaisus. You have this one onion now that you made truma. So you have an onion of truma. Shenotu. Now you took this onion and you replanted it. And the onion began to become bigger and bigger. The Rabu Gidulov. Alikroy, and the new leaves that grew were much, much more than the old ones, is mutter. In the case where 100, where 100 times grew more now than was there at the beginning, that's the shea of truma, truma is batuchat b'meya. So if 100 times more grew up now that was there from before, then we said the sunyan becomes mutter. So Chura, what the Ran says, what it means, mutter just means that the shame truma goes off it. But avad is called tevel. It's like something new growing now. That also, you're still not allowed to eat it. It has an itza tevel on it. Just an afkamina is, you could eat it be'arai. A little snack you could take. But a kopon of the itza truma goes off it. And it's called like new tevel now. So you have a proof now that what grows up is called heter. And there is a din bit of roif. So he passed in the shiloh from this case here. On this, all Malay Rabbi Yirmiyah said back, V'yitayma Rabbi Zrika, and some say was Rabbi Zrika, he has to cash it back to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Why are you pushing from this halacha? L'chura Shovak Mar train, you left over two other cases that says the halacha just the opposite. V'yavet Kichad, and you're doing like it says in one place? Like how come? Like the Ran says, like Shovat Mar train, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison. We'll soon see. The Svirlu, they both hold, Deloy Asi Gedulin, O Mavatla Nikr. You do not say what grows out is called Heter to be Mavatl, but rather it's all called Issa. So how come you, Rabbi Yitzchak, brought a proof from this one case here of by a Botzel Shel Truma, if we're soon going to sue two cases that says the opposite? Where are the two cases? Tamar says, Man Minu Train. Who, where are these two cases that says the opposite? Like this. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yalda, if you have a young branch, a young tree, it has an orla. The first 3 years the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So you have a young tree now that gave off a fruit even during its third year. So that fruit is orla. So what you did is you pulled off the branch with the peiros on it, Shesivcha Biskena, and you grafted it onto an older tree. That the older tree already gave off fruits a few years already. It's after Orla. So those fruits are muta. So that's what you did. You took a branch from a young tree, Uvor Peris. That young tree, that young branch, had apples on it. And you grafted it onto an old apple tree. So Lach was like this. Afa pi shaysifu masayim. Even though this one apple, this small apple, now that you grafted it, grows bigger and bigger, and it becomes 200 times bigger than the way it started off, still also, still we say the whole apple is also. So here you see, the apple that grows bigger and bigger, anything that grows bigger is just called an extension from the original apple, and therefore since the original small apple was Orla, it was from the first 3 years, even though now you grafted it onto a big tree, an older tree, so what? What grows out of this apple, it's called an extension, and the whole apple is asa. So you see here, the gedulin is called asa, and you don't say bit of roif. The melzakashen of Yitzchak Navcha, how can we pass like Rabbi Yana by Truma? Here it says by Orla, it's not bit of roif. And the Ron says, Yalda Shesivcha Vizkeino. Yalda means Shaloi Ovra Leo Gimushonim. It's not 3 years old yet. The Kitzitza, you cut off a branch. The Akiva Vinatiyasakeino. And you grafted it onto an older tree. Shavra Leo Gimushonim. That the older tree is more than 3 years old. Obor Perish ain't. Obor Perish. Now this branch you grafted had fruits on it. Why? Shilu Loi Hoya Ban Perish. Because if this young branch that you're grafting now does not have fruits on it, then Amrina b'Perek Meshuach Mechama, it says the Gemara Saita, the Yalda Shesivcha B'Skeina Botla, then for sure the new fruits that will grow out of this branch is Mutta, that since it's grafted onto a big tree, an older tree, and now first fruits grow out, that for sure would be Heter. See, what they say, it also means that this branch had already a fruit on it, and now you grafted it. Even though it's meisiv 200 times, that it would really be heter, it would become bottle b'roiv, or less bottle chad b'masayim, but here it's not called heter, because whatever grows out is just called an extension. So you see clearly, the growth of a fruit is just called an extension, it's not called something new. This is one case. Another case is, the Yomer Reb Shmuel, Bar Rebbe Nachmeni, Omer Rebbe Yonison. What's going to be about a botzel shenotu bekerem? You have an onion that grew in a kerem. The kitzel was klaya kerem. This onion that grew so far, if so far, is osatit. That's the luck of you grow vegetables in a kerem by a vineyard. That's the yisa klaya kerem. That whatever grows is awesome. So you have an onion now that started to grow b'yisr. It grew near grapes. That it's awesome. Now v'nekera kerem. You uprooted the kerem. There's no more grapes there. So the Mela, now if the onion continues growing, what continues growing is heter. So what's the halacha? It says asa. Still that onion remains asa. Even though now it will grow again 200 times more than what was there. In other words, the onion mamas just started to bud. The little onion was there. And now you took away the grapes. So whatever grow now was grown by heter. Even though it becomes 200 times as big as it was when it first started off, still it's asa. So what's the svara why? Because we see the extension, what grows out of this first onion, is called part of that onion. It's not called that a new onion is growing now, new leaves are here. This new leaves is just called an extension from the original onion. So again, you have two mishnayos in here that says, what grows is asa. That the Ran says, Afal pi shenekra kerim, v'godol achakach beheter. And now the onions that grow is heter. Still also, the onion remains also. Alma, what do we see? Gidulin, what grows out of this onion, ki von sheminu ikar, hem yoitzin, since they're going out of the original onion, harayem kimayu, it's considered like just an extension of that onion, and it's all also. If so, v'gavi shriyas namiloishino, by shvi should also be the same halacha. That what grows in the eighth year should still be yasa. So it's a kasha on Reb Yitzchak Navcha, how come he paskin it was muta? So Gemara says like this. Hodar afterwards, osla came with the Rabami. They came in front of Rabami, again with the original Shiloh. If you have an onion that grew during Shemitah, and then you replanted it on the eighth year, is it muta or not, if it's bottle broiv? So they came in front of Rabami, Hod also the kaima of Rabami, uposhet le min ador, and he was now poshet the shiloh from this halacha. Even though before the Gemara says the yes Rabami, and he said he didn't know, but now he says he knows. The Omer Reb Yitzchak said that Omer Reb Yechinen said, litra b'tzolim. You have, let's say, a pound of onions, a litra, a measurement of onions. Shetikno, that means you took off truma semaisrus. You had a whole big stock of onions, and you took off truma semaisrus. So on one side is the truma, on the other side it's mesukin. You're allowed to eat it. Now the Ran says, "Hifresh trumasai umaisraseho." Now vizora, and you replanted it. So Ran sounds like this: Lefishiyesh biyosa litra kame betzolim vunoita elach vielach. You planted each onion separately. V'shayech poloshen zriya. It's possible to give it a shein loshen zriya. Now you have these apples, that's heter gomer. You already took out of it the truma maisus. You were first, you had a big barrel full of apples. You took off truma maisus and the leftover onions, that is mutatit, those onions you replanted. So the shaila is like this. It itself has no din truma samaisris. It has no din tevel. But now you regrew it. So the question is, what grows up now, does it have an issa tevel? So you have to take off truma samaisris again or not? If you're going to tell me it's just an extension of the original onion that you're growing, that onion was taken off already. It's truma samaisris. That onion is mutatit. So if it grows now, it's called an extension, that it should be all be mutter. There's not even tevel. There's no din to take off truma samaisris. So what's the loch in such a case? Again, that you have these onions that you already took off truma samaisris, and now you went and planted them. So it says a loch misaseres lefikula. What grows up now, after it grows and becomes bigger and big, you have to again take off truma samaisris lefikula. So what do you see? You see it is bottom roiv. You see the new part of the onion that grows up now is called like a new plant. Since it's a new plant, it's again mechuyev and truma samaisris. And when 200 becomes 200 the size of what it was at the beginning, we say even the beginning onion is bat abrayv. And therefore we look as if this whole big onion now needs to be taken off truma samaisris. So here we see you do say bit abrayv. So here you see, here is question of shayla, that it is bat abrayv. And the Ran says, misaseres lefei kula, lefei hagidulim, v'yoikir, both what grows new and the old onion. Alma, we see clearly, also gidulin ha-mechuyavim, this new growth, that's mechuyiv and tevels, mechuyiv and trumas and maestris, or mevatlan esikr, it's mevatl, the onion that was there from before, ha-potter, that was already potter, it takes away everything. The avagav liyel b'sal mechomer abavua, v'shreid Rabbi Yonason, the yalda shesavcha b'skein of what peres avav b'shasifu m'sayim osla, we see for it's not bottle, it's takosa, the Amul Yosef Numa Vatle Nikr Amaroyin and Malibu Rabbi Yechanan and Echlam Yitzvah Machlekes Amaroyim of what Rabbi Yechanan really holds. But I call upon him here of Dima Rav Ami was pushed that Lamaisr it is bottle, because here we see Yasa Tenka of Truma Samaisris Lefi Kula. So our case would also be the same way. If you have this onion that was grown during Shemitah and then you replant it again on the 8th year, if it grows up now, if there is a din bit of roiv, and the whole thing is mutter. Just like you see over here, this new onion that grows up is again mechuyev and truma samaisris. So Gemara said back, maybe here there's no proof. So Gemara says, first of all, Alma oisan gidulin mevatla nikar, that we say what grows up new is heter, and it's mevatl the old. So Gemara says, no, maybe from this case of maisa there's no raya. From here, truma samaisris. Dilma lechum rishani. Maybe really this onion that was potter from truma samaisris, you already took it off. If you replant it now, what grows up, really the whole thing is mutter. The whole thing is called an extension of what's there now. That we say here, no. You have to take off truma samaisris. Maybe it's only lechumra, you have to do it. Lechumra, you have to take it off. As the Moskash, Dilma lechumra shani. We're machmir to say lechumra, that it's like not heter, and therefore would be bottle. But maybe where the other way, you want to go to Kula, maybe you won't say it. So Ron speaks out, how could it be Machmir? If really you're potter from Truma Samaisris, so how could we tell you have to take off Truma Samaisris? Again, you'll take off Menachiv Alaptur, Menaptul Alachiv. So Ron says, Avad the locker is, you only have to take off Mineo Bay. Out of this new onion that grows up now, Midrabbonim will be Machmir to tell you, from it itself, you have to take off Truma Samaisris. Midiraisa, it's talk about. 1 second. Because midiraisa could be maybe that you don't say it's bittel. Midiraisa maybe it's only called an extension, and therefore the whole thing is potter for truma semaisus. Just lechurma, we go lechurma to say that lemaisa what grows up is called something new. It's a new growth, and therefore it's mechuyev and truma semaisus, and that's called lechurma. So again, we don't have a shala, we don't have a rai, what will be la locha? It could be this case that you take off truma is only going to chumra. So Gemara says like this, Ela min ador. Rav Ami brought a proof from another case. Tetanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol